For 2 decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another 2. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Grace Marie Turner, and she's going to be with us for the first 30 minutes talking about Obamacare. So without further introduction, Grace, tell our listeners what's wrong with Obamacare and why we should really be concerned about it.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, my goodness, I think a lot of people, you know, there were people who were opposed to this law from the beginning because they knew that it was a massive, massive overreach by the federal government to try to believe it could re-engineer 1/6 of the largest economy in the country, in the world. But more and more people are starting to see the evidence of why this overreach is just so impossible. And the fact that people were lied to when they were told all the things it was going to do, that it was going to reduce your health costs, that it was going to reduce federal spending, that it was going to reduce lower the federal budget deficit, that people were going to be able to keep their own plans, that they were going to be able to keep their own doctors, that their own personal health care costs would go down by $2,500 a year. None of that was true, and they knew it wasn't true in the beginning. So basically now I think that the White House is going to own all the problems in the health sector. Well, all the problems in the health sector are not of Obamacare's creation, but because they tried to do so much, that really is now the perception. Somebody says it's a Pottery Barn rule. You break it, you own it. That's what's happening now with Obamacare.
And, of course, what's going to happen to the average individual? I know my son, 55 years old, his health care insurance is going to more than triple. And he says he just can't frankly afford it, going from 4,000.
And I think that's another, the people who wrote this law are health policy people. They needed to have economists writing this law who understand incentives. If you do A, are people more likely to do B or C? The folks who wrote this law thought if you tell people that they have to purchase health insurance, even if it's more expensive than what they're buying, even if they have to pay more than their consumption of health costs would warrant, they'll still do it because we're telling them they have to, and we're going to fine them if they don't. But in America, people do what they need to do to take care of themselves and act in their own best interest. What they're likely to do, especially young people, is simply pay the fine. The first year, the fine starts at $95 a year, goes up to about 2.5% of income in 3 years, but at least initially, people are saying it's a lot cheaper to pay a $95 fine, go uninsured than it is to pay thousands of dollars in costs for a policy that is much more generous than they would buy on their own, and that they don't really feel the need. How your son probably doesn't need a policy that covers pediatric dentistry and ophthalmology, that covers maternity care, that covers drug addiction treatment, that covers any number of the long list of things that are required to be covered in all these policies, one of the reasons that they're so expensive. But even more, the law targets young people and says, young people, you have to pay more so that older people can pay less for their policies. Well, these are often people who are having a hard time even finding a job, paying off their student loans, beginning to save some money, and they're being told they have to pay thousands of dollars more for their health insurance. They're just going to say, no, thank you. Like your son, he just can't afford it. They know they need health insurance, but they just can't afford Obamacare insurance.
Well, now, what is going to happen? Certainly, you're on the front lines. I know you must have connections with what's taking place. But my understanding is that an awful lot of people are being shifted onto Medicaid, which means that the government's going to have to pay for this. And how can we possibly afford any more federal charges? Right now, we're running a deficit of almost $1 trillion a year. I mean, what about Medicaid? Aren't an awful lot of people being put on Medicaid?
Yes, and in fact, in Maryland, our offices, our headquarters is in Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia, and right across the river, Maryland is running its own exchange. About 85% of the people that signed up for health insurance in the first 2 months were eligible for Medicaid, which means that they're going to pay nothing. But we're going to swell the ranks of I consider to be the worst health care program in the country. It's a program that promises everybody this long list of benefits, but it pays doctors and hospitals, as you I'm sure well know, Dr. Stan, pays doctors and hospitals so little that they can't afford to take Medicaid patients. They would go out of business. They couldn't even pay the light bill with what Medicaid pays for most patients under Medicaid that are on this program.
Well, now, aren't certainly a certain number of hospitals not going to be eligible? And what about doctors? We hear that they're going to be restricting the doctors. The president promised us we could go to our doctor, we could go to our hospital. Was he actually lying? Didn't he know what was in the bill?
They knew, but it was not only the bill, it was the regulations that the Obama administration has written after the legislation was passed that really has put the thumbscrews on limitations and availability. So basically the law, they're trying to keep the premiums down, and one of the ways they're doing that is by making the deductibles very high, the amount of money that people have to pay out of pocket before insurance kicks in. But they also are restricting the number of physicians and hospitals in these health plans to many, many fewer than people are used to in private health plans. So yes, and many hospitals have decided to not participate because in many of these exchanges they're going to be paid at Medicaid rate for the exchange coverage. And many doctors are saying, in California, the head of the California Medical Association said that 70% of California physicians are not participating in the exchanges. And these were doctors who were all in. We want universal coverage. We want Obamacare. And now they're finding out what this means for them, and they're saying, we can't afford to take any more Medicaid patients. And that's basically what exchange patients are. So from both sides, you're seeing doctors and hospitals not being asked to participate in these health plans in the exchanges because they want to keep the network so narrow, and others are refusing to participate because the payment rates are so low.
Well, then what's going to happen? How are these people going to get health care?
Oh, there'll be some doctors and there'll be some hospitals. They may have to travel a long way. But if they decide that they want to keep their doctor or keep their hospital, they will have to pay out-of-network costs. And in some of these plans, that means they have to pay the whole bill. And those payments don't count toward the deductible.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Our guest, Tracy Turner, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Grace Mee Turner, is only going to be with us for the first half hour. Remember the last half, we're going to have open lines. But Grace Marie, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your information on Obamacare?
Yes, I'd love for people to visit us on our website at Galen, Galen.org, or they can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Galen Institute, and I'm at Grace Marie Tweet. So love for people to tune into the conversation that we are having about better ideas for health reform and why we have to stop Obamacare.
Well, what do you think the chances are that we can stop this? Certainly it's supposed to kick in as of the 1st of January, but certainly so many of the people apparently, website they have signing people up is not doing a very good job. What is it, only 10% of the people will have insurance after the first of the year? What's really happening? I'm sure you're on the front lines of it. But there's so much conflicting information coming out, it's hard to tell what's really happening.
I know, it really is. Well, yes, the law takes full effect on January 1. There's still some provisions that don't come along for a couple more years, but most of the law takes effect. But we've already seen the president delaying it or changing 12 different major parts of the law by administrative fiat, some legally, some not. There have been another 17 or more changes made by Congress, signed into law by the president, and at least 2 changes by the Supreme Court in rewriting the law. So there have already been, according to our count, as up to 30 major changes to this law. It's worse than ever. And I think Republicans are going to have to do something to help throw out a safety net for people who are being tossed out of these high-risk plans. They're in the midst of chemotherapy. They can't get on the website, which is not being busy. The front door is working, but the back door is wide open, by the way. And they're going to have to be able to do something to give people the opportunity to purchase coverage who are currently being shut out. So, yes, I think there are going to have to be some repairs, but the law's just not going to work. The president himself, I think they're going to actually have to delay the individual mandate, which is the mandate that everybody has to purchase Obamacare-compliant or approved health insurance. That's the center pole in the tent of Obamacare. They've already delayed the employer mandate for a year, and I think they're going to likely have to delay it further. And so I think you're going to start to see delay, defund, dismantle. The thing is going to continue to come apart until I think we have a chance to repeal most parts of this law.
Well, now, what's going to happen as far as employment is concerned? We've heard that a lot of employers are going to be cutting their employees back from 40 hours a week to 30 hours a week. Because at that point, you're not required to provide Obamacare. Is that really true?
Yes, and it's already happening. In fact, I testified before the House Energy and Commerce Committee about this this summer, about how many people are, I mean, they're literally calling members of Congress in tears, saying, I'm barely able to scrape by on my job providing 40 hours, and my employer has told me that even though he wants to keep me on as a full-time worker, he's having to cut my hours to not 30, but 25, because they have to have some slack in case somebody works overtime because somebody else doesn't show up. He's saying that we have to cut their hours because of Obamacare. And a poll out just this over the weekend showed that the Associated Press poll shows that the American people are blaming this law, rightfully in my opinion, for the economic dislocations, not only in the health sector, but outside the health sector. We also see employers who are saying, you know, I'd really like to open another store, but that puts me over the 50-employee limit, and I can't afford to provide health insurance and still sell my product at an affordable price, so I'm not opening that new store. They're not hiring lower-income workers. We've all seen the automatic checkout kiosk and the automatic ordering kiosks and automation right and left that are eliminating the entry-level jobs that people need to get their foot on the ladder to begin to move up the career ladder. So we see dislocations all over the place. The president, I think, one of the reasons he delayed the imposition of the mandate on employers was because they saw these economic dislocations and needed to stop it. But they're going to have to make this decision again late next summer or in the fall about whether or not to reimpose the individual or the employer mandate, and that's going to come right at the time of the 2014 elections. I think that's going to have to be delayed too, which is part of what I said my strategy is, that this delay, defund, dismantle strategy, I think, is what is going to happen over the next 3 years as we see more and more and more parts of this law not working and causing much more wreckage than even the promises of what they were supposed to fix, much less the reality.
Well, now, basically, is this going to force some of our employers, some of our major manufacturers, simply to move offshore where they're not going to have this additional cost? Certainly, there are so many rules and regulations that make it difficult to have a business here. Then we have our 35% corporate tax, certainly corporate taxes. You move over to do your production over in China, you don't have to pay that 35% certainly on your on the money you make. But certainly isn't this, along with the other regulations, simply going to drive more of our industries offshore?
No question about it. I think it's going to be hard to drive things like McDonald's and hospitality, the hospitality industry offshore, because you need people right here in America to do this. But that means that we're going to consign ourselves to low-income jobs, because, yes, there's another provision in Obamacare that puts an onerous tax on medical device companies. These are the people that make heart valves and knee replacement parts and stents. These are the folks that are getting a huge tax. Many of them say that the tax is more than their entire research budget. And so, yes, they're saying, I'm going to have to move offshore. And, of course, you're right. America has the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And unless we deal with that, and unless we deal with all of the distortions to the financial services industry through Dodd-Frank, you're right. We're going to keep the McDonald's jobs, but we're going to keep the science, the scientific, and the high-tech jobs. We're going to send those offshore. Is that really the kind of country we want to be?
Well, apparently that is what the Obama administration, or at least whoever controls the Obama administration, wants. It's almost as if they want to raise the living standards in other countries as they lower the living standards here.
Well, that's part of the larger plan for redistribution, Dr. Stan. I mean, they talk about Obamacare being a plan to redistribute wealth and income. Your son has to pay more for health insurance, so someone older can pay less. But I think that there's a larger sense that we want to level the playing field, which means that you push everybody down who's trying to move up, and then they don't have the resources to pull others up with them. So it's completely misguided, but it's a completely different philosophy. And remember when the president met with Republicans in the House soon after he was elected, he was still president-elect in 2008, and he met with Republicans talking about economic policies, in particular tax policies, that would stimulate economic growth through rewards and by cutting taxes. And the president said, I just don't agree with you. And by the way, I won, so we're going to do it our way. And we have seen 80% of the American people still think that we're in a recession after 5 years. We have not seen the kind of robust economic growth that we would see after a deep recession in any other recovery. And it's because there's so many policies that are holding the economy down, and Obamacare is a key part of that. But it's also, as you say, Dr. Stan, it's also tax policy and regulatory policies that are really crippling the American economy.
Can you take off all those regulations so that industry can work? Or you lower the tax rate so people can make a profit, and they'll work. And you do, so you raise the taxes, people have no incentive to work to give more money to the government. And this should be so self-evident, but it doesn't seem to be.
That's right. And if you want young people to participate in the health insurance exchanges, you don't charge them more and make them buy a policy that's more generous than they otherwise would buy on their own. You give them a better deal. Of course, the other side is going to say, oh, well, they can buy a high deductible policy. The hoops and the limits on who is eligible for that are very small. And it ends once you're 30 years old. So you still have to buy expensive Obamacare compliant health insurance. And I mean, they just got to understand incentives, and they don't.
I think one of the interesting things is that people who have a pre-existing illness, they have medical problems, so that their health care costs are going to be higher, and so they, in the past, have been paying fairly high rates for their health care, even if they were fairly young, and suddenly their cost of their insurance policy is going to drop, and drop dramatically. And the cost of their health care is going to be shifted to everybody else. And so basically, we're going to see the rates going up to phenomenal levels. This is it. I mean, $14,000, which one of my sons is going to be paying for, certainly a catastrophic policy, where he's still going to have to pay the first $5,000 of health care costs. This is catastrophic.
That's right. What state does your son live in, Dr. Stan?
He lives in Oregon.
In Oregon, oh. And Oregon, by the way, has spent, I don't know, maybe $400 million on building a website. That still doesn't work after almost 3 months. So good luck even trying to enroll in the exchanges. And, of course, you can only get subsidized coverage through the exchanges. But you're right. The health insurance is extraordinarily expensive, both because of this redistribution of income and leveling the playing field, as well as the fact that the policies are so much more generous than people would buy on their own. And even the Congressional Budget Office assumed, it's been a month or two after this law passed in 2010, that the average cost of a family policy was going to be $14,000 a year. I mean, how many people, that's more than the mortgage payment for many people. And they're supposed to pay to buy this health insurance policy and still pay the first $5,000 of their health costs? That's crazy. They're not going to do it.
Now, basically, my understanding is that certainly there's going to be a large number of people who are certainly making too much to qualify for subsidies and yet not enough to make, they're getting more than they can and get Medicaid. So there's going to be a lot of people, sort of 4 or 5 million in there that really aren't eligible for any sort of health care. What's that all about?
Well, everybody's eligible. You can purchase health insurance, and you can purchase health insurance outside the exchanges. It's not you can even buy policies that are not compliant with Obamacare. But if that's the case, then you have to pay a fine. Initially, that's going to be very small, and that might be what your son decides to do. Just keep a health savings account, buy a policy that provides protection against catastrophic costs. Most health savings accounts, by the way, are better deals. If he's able to buy that in Oregon, I don't know if they've eliminated that in the state, but he certainly should take a look at that. And one way that people can check is ehealthinsurance.com, all one word, ehealthinsurance.com. www.freedomnetwork.com, and you can put in your zip code, your family size, and it'll give you a quote right away and give you a sense of what you can buy. You can only get the subsidies if you buy health insurance through the Obamacare exchanges, either the federal exchange or the state exchanges. But if you decide you just really want to buy good health insurance and protect your family, you should look outside the exchanges and make sure that you do what you can to protect yourself.
And so you don't have to take the Obamacare. You can actually go outside and buy private insurance. And
then you may have to pay a fine if it's not compliant. But the first year, the fine is probably a lot less than it is a lot less than most people would pay in premiums.
Do we have any idea then how you said that after 3 years that this goes up to 2% or 2.5%?
Yes. The first year, this in 2014, unless they delay it, which, by the way, I think they likely will, the first year, the fine is $95 for an individual or 1% of income. And it goes up to $695 in 2016 for an individual or 2.5% of your income. So it starts to get, pretty high up there if people are in higher income categories. But I really think that Congress is going to have to change the law. People don't want this insurance. They're still fighting it. It's been a fiasco of a mess in rolling out. And many, many more shoes are yet to drop on this centipede of a law. So I really recommend that people take care of themselves. Find a company that offers a policy that protects your family, and don't worry about what Washington's going to do.
Well, we're going to have to let you go. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here. It's open line. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Our number is 877-254-7524. Would you like to talk about Obamacare? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially? Would you like to talk about the coming financial collapse of America? Would you like to talk about the fact that the government is planning for martial law? And would you like to talk about the fact that our economy is being intentionally destroyed so they can lower the living standards in the United States as they raise the living standards throughout the world? What would you like to talk about? Our number is 1-877-254-7524. And I'd certainly love to have had Grace Marie Turner with us for a longer time to talk about Obamacare, but I think we covered the major points. And this is going to be a disaster. They know it's going to be a disaster. This is part of this whole program of creating disillusionment in America and turning people against our form of government. Well, of course, this thing is, this is not part of our form of government. It is totally unconstitutional. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is the foundation of our society. And the Bill of Rights says, the Tenth Amendment says, any powers not specifically herein given unto Congress are to reserve to the states and the people. And basically, there's nothing in the Constitution that specifically allows the federal government to have anything to do with health care. But you see, there are people who are subversive. They control the media. They control the educational system. They have their people planted in our churches and the military. They control the major banks and the corporations. And, of course, they largely control what the American people think and believe. And as a result, most Americans don't understand our Constitution. They do not understand that certainly there's this subversive element and they're working within Congress. And most of what Congress does is unconstitutional and illegal. And these people should be arrested and tried for treason because this is subversive. The Obamacare is a subversive effort to undermine the monetary and economic fabric of our society, to drive more and more of our corporations offshore, and to lower the living standards here. After all, what's wrong with equality? Why shouldn't we have the same living standards that they have in South America and in Africa? Why should Americans have so much when so many people in the world have so little? And there really are people who want equality. That's the Obamacare idea. We're all going to pay the same thing. We're all going to have this quality health care, and we're going to have to raise the rates up, and of course, we're going to have to make it increasingly difficult for you to go to the doctor, and then you won't run up so many costs for the government or for the insurance companies. And these policies, this whole program, was written by the insurance industry, but you must understand this is part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And until you understand that there is a relationship between the insurance industry and the government and the people who control most of our major industries, why call it the Brotherhood? A few people of great wealth who control America today. And it is not by coincidence that when President Obama certainly formed his initial cabinet and advisors, why 11 of his closest advisors in key positions were filled by members of the Trilateral Commission. It only has 87 members here in the North American chapter, but they are the ones who ran the Obama administration. Our number is 877-254-7524. We have a caller, and it's open line. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Ann, and I wanted to mention that any discussion of fixing Obamacare just plays into the hands of the Marxists who have, with the implementation that they get to control who lives or dies. But the real critical issue is the illegals getting legal status, because we are a country of the majority, and whether it's fixed or not, because we don't have honest elections. But this guarantees that they can have honest elections and the Democrats will always win. And so we have to call our U.S. House of Representatives that are Republicans and require they have no bill on the floor of the House for illegal immigration, E-Verify, or border security, because it will be wiggled right back to Senate Bill 744, as I've said before, that was written by the banks of lawyers of La Raza and the banks of lawyers of Valerie Jarrett, who lives in the White House with the Obamas, who was Iranian-born Muslim communist, as far as I understand. And so the point of the story is we focus on Obamacare when we have to make sure that we don't have illegals getting legal status, because all of this effort to try to change and repeal Obamacare and blah, 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 will get nowhere because they will have the majority.
But you see, it is unconstitutional. It doesn't matter. We are not a democracy. The majority should not rule in our country. The rule is our Constitution. Unfortunately, this is not known by most people, but most of what's going on in America today is subversive, because America was established as a republic because our founding fathers realized that eventually the people would vote themselves into tyranny and didn't want them to be able to, and that's why they included the 10th Amendment that says any power not specifically herein given under Congress is to be reserved to the states and people. I agree with you. I share your concerns. But we need to get people to understand that we have a subversive element in government today. They're headed by the Trilateral Commission. Their aim is to destroy the infrastructure of our nation and establish the dictatorship throughout the world under their control. And behind them are the powerful demonic forces that drive this whole affair. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yes, there is a group of 70 Republicans who want no bill on the floor of the House. Some of them don't come forward. They're led by Michelle Bachmann, Steve King, Louis Gohmert, and others. So we have to require or ask our Republican House of Representatives and call them every day, and other states, because their vote affects our life. So that's what I have to say. Thank you very much.
And I hope people will start calling their congressmen. And whether even their Democratic congressman, but call them and let them know that you're unhappy and an awful lot of people are unhappy. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get to your neighbors and your friends and get them to do the same thing.
And they were elected to represent the citizen, not the non-citizen. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
God bless. Well, we have another caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, of course, this is Open Line. Who's calling?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay. You're still working at it.
I'm doing the best we can.
Yes. Well, I want to say first to Anne, I really, really appreciate her contributions to these conversations. She is informed, articulate, and she really needs to be appreciated for her contributions and by all of us. I'm calling to say something sort of startling. In a sense, every person over the age of 12 in this country is responsible for the mess we're in. And the reason I say this is a startling statement, but the reason I say this is that a 12-year-old buys some fishing line or a candy bar, whatever, and they
hold that thought, Maureen. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open line. We'll be back right after this. Maureen will be.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care. The staff and families at Merry Maids takes this special time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, our prayers, and most importantly, our letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message courtesy of our good friends at Merry Maids, 965 Platte River Boulevard, number 1 in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Maureen, go right ahead. Give us a call.
All right.
What was your point?
I was just saying that, in a sense, everyone, and I am accepting you, Dr. Stan, you got with it as soon as you found out and you started digging, but in a sense, everyone over the age of 12 in America is responsible for the mess this country is in, because when a 12-year-old buys some fishing line or any other thing, a video game, and the adults buy whatever they need and pay their bills, they notice that prices are rising, and they didn't ask why. They might have wondered why, they didn't ask why, and they didn't dig to find out why. And years ago, the liberal press was saying, well, it's the fault of the unions because they keep demanding higher wages. And then at other times they say, well, it's the manufacturers and merchants because they just keep raising their prices. No, there was one cause of it. One cause and one cause only. And here I'm going to put in a plug for one of the things you sell. I'm back harping on the subject of folks, please buy the book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. I've said it before. I'll probably call back and say it again for those that didn't hear it or haven't done it yet. I'm going to go before my condominium complex board of directors, and I am going to hold up the book next month at their meeting. I'm going to hold up the book and say, I want you to get this book. I want you to read it. And when I come back to your meeting next time, I want to see several hands that have read at least four chapters of this book. So, folks of Dr. Stan's listening audience, please get the book, get informed as to what's causing the trouble. It is the Federal Reserve System.
The book, again, The Creature from Jekyll Island by
Edward G. Griffin,
and we carry the book. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, everybody can get it from you. So, I'm going to close my comments today with a quotation from William Wilberforce, who worked nearly single-handedly and devotedly as a member of the English Parliament to rid England of the slave trade. And he worked at it, and it has to have been terribly discouraging, 20 years. He said, our motto must continue to be perseverance, and ultimately I trust the Almighty will crown our efforts with success. So I'll say goodbye now, Dr. Stan, and I wish you a good day and a wonderful Christmas.
And I wish you the same, Maureen.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open line. If you have something you'd like to talk about, I would love to hear from you. But America is in difficulty. America is in difficulty because we have such a high living standard, and we have such a wonderful utopian life here. It's almost unreal. And really, it is unreal. It's all artificial, and this whole thing is going to come tumbling down around us very, very soon. There's going to be a major economic contraction, and whether it's going to come, as John Williams has said, in the first quarter of this coming year, or the second quarter at the latest, or whether it'll go off certainly a year or so, as Jim Rogers has suggested, we don't know, but we do know that a major economic contraction is coming, and when it comes, it's going to change the way we live our lives and every aspect of what's going on. Remember the words of the richest man in Mexico. His name is Hugo Salinas Price, and this is what he said. I think we're going to see a series of bankruptcies. I think the rise in interest rates is the fatal sign, which is going to ignite a derivative crisis. And this is going to bring down the derivative system. And there are $1 quadrillion of derivatives, and most of them are related to interest rates. The spiking of interest rates in the United States may set that off. And what is going to happen in the world is eventually we're going to come to a moment when there are going to be massive bankruptcies around the globe. And he's talking certainly about the major banks going down. And believe me, the FDIC doesn't have enough money. They may tell you that your deposits are insured, that the only way they'll be able to meet the certainly expenses is certainly to turn on the printing press. And with that, they destroy the value of our currency. The statement by Hugo Salinas Price, the richest man in Mexico. And then, of course, you remember certainly what Jim Rogers had said. Jim Rogers is a fabulously wealthy billionaire. He's associated with George Soros, so I think he's broken his relationship with George Soros. But certainly I have the greatest confidence in Jim Rogers and his views. And he is certainly warning us about the terrible problems we face. And this is what he said. You saw what happened in 2008 and 2009, which was worse than the previous economic setback, because the debt was much higher. Well, now the debt is even staggeringly much higher, and so is the next economic problem, whenever it happens, and whatever causes it. It's going to be worse than in the past, because we have these unbelievable levels of debt and unbelievable levels of money printing all over the world. Be worried and get prepared. Now, this collapse may not happen until 2016 or sometime. I have no idea when it's going to happen, but when it comes, be careful. And ladies and gentlemen, most people are going to get wiped out in the crisis that's coming, and you must make your preparations accordingly. We do hope, of course, we have a wonderful book. We carry The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have Thomas Wood's book on Meltdown. That's Meltdown. And we certainly have his book on Rollover. Thomas Wood's an excellent economist with excellent advice. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest you get our four CD set on the Financial Armageddon, that you get the books Meltdown by Thomas Wood and Rollover by Thomas Wood. I've interviewed him. He's an excellent economist, and I agree with his conclusion. And finally, Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, because it will tell you about the subversive nature of the small group of people who really run America. And if you think that you influence this when you vote for the president, you don't understand. We don't vote for the president of our choice. We vote for the president of their choice. They pick the candidates, the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate, and then you vote for the candidate of their choice. This is how the system works, because we have a small subversive group who run America and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity, and they're doing a great job. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program. Please think about getting these items we mentioned, 1-800-544.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, trying to educate the American people and let them understand there's this diverse development that controls both political parties at the top. And John Boehner is simply going right along with the Obama administration. He puts up a good front, but he is a traitor to our country. And they have placed their people into our Congress, into our Senate, and they are certainly working to bring about this one world government. Why do you think that we suddenly are managing and financing a rebellion, suddenly a war over in Syria? This is not a civil war. These are mercenaries that we're paying. And our government is providing the non-lethal support for them. They're arming them. They're sending their financing, they're feeding them. But basically, of course, it's the CIA that is directing this war over there. CIA has killed. Your government tax money has been used to kill 120,000 innocent civilians in Syria. And if you think that God is going to allow that to happen and not bring similar violence to America, you are sadly mistaken. God holds people responsible. And what are the American people doing? Well, we're having a great time. It's football season. My football team is doing great. And I enjoy football. And I enjoy the wonderful life we live here. But believe me, we're living a utopian life. But God is going to bring judgment on America. I'm firmly convinced of this. I think it's going to start this coming year with economic problems. I think there's going to be wars. Whether we're going to have an EMP attack or whether we're going to have civil unrest in America, I don't know, but I do know that the elite are making their plans. That's why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank. That's why they bought 1.6 billion ounces of ammunition. That's why they have their massive underground facilities where they can go, where they will be safe. But unlike Russia and China, which are making preparations for their people, they're not making any preparations for the Americans here. And basically, if you don't believe their underground facilities, just go up on the Internet and look up Joel Skousen underground facilities, Jesse Ventura underground facilities, Alex Jones underground facilities, our good friend Bob Fletcher, his new DVD, hopefully we'll have it very soon, where he will show you the pictures of these underground facilities. The elite are preparing to protect themselves, but they're not making any preparations for you. You're going to have to start making your preparations, but you're also going to have to understand there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. And I fear that God is using the forces of evil and will bring them to bring judgment on America. We can certainly unite. What we need is a massive revival in America. We need America to turn back to our Lord and to the concepts of justice and equality and that once made America the envy of the world. America is no longer the envy of the world. In fact, most countries certainly realize that moral depravity that grips this nation. Well, hopefully you want to get my